සුරෙන් මිත්‍රා
බාලා දීර්ඝ සුරෙන් මිත්‍රා
පිතෘ භ්‍රාතෘ ගුරු ද්‍රෝහා නමේත්‍යානි රයන් මොක්ෂෝ
නමේත්‍යානි
රයන් මොක්ෂෝ යපි වර්ෂායුතායුතයි
යපි වර්ෂායුතායුතයි
බලද්දීජ සුහින් මිත්‍රා
බලද්දීජ සුහින් මිත්‍රා
පිතෘ භ්‍රාතෘ ගුරු ද්‍රෝහා
පිතෘ භ්‍රාතෘ ගුරු ද්‍රෝහා
නමේත්‍යානි රයන් මොක්ෂෝ
නමේත්‍යානි රයන් මොක්ෂෝ
යපි වර්ෂායුතායුතයි
යපි වර්ෂායුතායුතයි
Translation: I have killed many boys, brahmanas, well-wishers, friends, parents, preceptors, and brothers. Though I live millions of years, I will not be relieved from the hell that awaits me for all these sins.
බාලදීජ සුහිත් මිත්‍ර පිස්රි භාත්‍රි ගුරුද්‍රෝ නමේසන් නිරයන් මොක්ෂ යපි වර්ෂාලි දුතාදිතයි So, according to Vedic civilization, special protection for children, Brahmin, women, and saintly person, Brahmin comes saintly person, especially cow, special protection. Bharat Dija, Sweet Mitra. Others, next, just like he chants the mantra, Namo Brahmanna Devaya Gu Brahmane Hitaya Cha. The first reference is given to the cows and the Brahmins. Why not others? There are so many animals, so many human beings. Why? Gu Brahmane Hitaya Cha. This is the inward day. Unless in the society these two creatures are taken care of, that is not human society. Dija especially meant the Brahmins, although Dija means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, because all of them are twice born. Once born by father and mother, and the next birth is by the spiritual master and spiritual knowledge. So, therefore, to specify, especially the Brahmins, they are called Dija-Shresh. Amongst the Dija, the most important Dija, the Brahman. But of course, others, they are as good, provided they take instruction from the Dija-Shresta. Dija-Shresta. Shresta means the best of the Dijas. Atapangi Dijas Kreshta Varnasama Vibhavasa Sanishthitasya Dharmasya Sanshiddhi Harikosa. So their welfare is first considered. Go Brahmane. And before that, go cows. Cows protection. Modern society, they do not know even the preliminary knowledge of worshipping the Supreme Being by giving protection to the cows and the Brahmins. Besides that, as soon as one is born, he becomes data to so many things. Devarishi bhutaptam minang pithrinam nayam rini na pinkara rajam sarvatmanadi saranam sarannam gato mukundam parihuttu tattam. We become data to the demigods as soon as we are born on this, as a human being, not as cats and dogs. Cats and dogs, they are not data to anyone because they have no sense, nonsense. So, first of all, we become data to the demigods. The sun, moon, the Indra, Chandra, and many others. So, how we become data? Because the sun is giving sunshine, we are taking advantage of the sunshine. Unless there was sunshine, we could not live even. Sunshine is so important. It is said, the little this side of that side of the orbit of the sun makes the whole world frozen or blazing. Sun is so important. It has not a orbit. Jasakaya bhramati sang vritakala chakro govindamadi purusam tamahum vrita. Sun is a very powerful planet, very important planet of all the other planets. Raja, it is the king of planets. Dachakshurisa savita sakala grhanam Raja. The sun is the king of all planets. Because without sun, all planets will be frozen. Or if the sun becomes too much bright, then everything will be ablaze. At the last stage of annihilation, the whole universe will be ablaze by the scorching heat of the sun. And then there will be torrents of rain. For 100 years, the whole universe will remain ablaze. And then for 100 years there will be heavy rain. In this way, the creation will be annihilated. So we are so much indebted to the sun, to the moon, to the heavenly king, because they are supplying our necessities. The Indra sends the cloud by the electrical action. We have got experience. And the cloud gives you sufficient rain. Ghanavat Batari, most munificent. The cloud gives you rain even where you do not require. On the hill, you do not require. On the ocean, you do not require. But when there is cloud, there is no miserly behavior. Even samudra you take. Therefore, one who is very charitable and munificent, he is compared with the cloud. If you want to sprinkle water, even a few years, you have to take so much trouble. But you see, the cloud distributes rain like any, more than sufficient, even on the hill, even on the sea. So, we are indebted to the demigod. Just like water department, you have to pay tax. Or light department, you have to pay tax. If you don't pay the bill of the electrical department, it will be cut off, will discontinue. But we are not paying any bill to the sun god, you see. We are taking advantage of the sun sign, but what payment we are paying? Nothing. Therefore, this Jagga is recommended. Saha Jagga Praja Srishtya. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said. Saha Jagga Praja Srishtya. You are born with the responsibility of performing Jagga. If you perform Jagga, or if you perform sacrifice in the name of Surya, in the name of Chandra, in the name of Indra, Vayu, then they will be pleased and he will give you regular sunshine, regular moonshine, regular rain. Then he will be happy. Therefore, in the Vedas, this Deva Jagga is recommended. But this Jagga is performed not for satisfying the particular demigod. Even if you perform any Jagga for satisfying the demigod, the Narayan is situated there. The Narayan Shila, Saradhan Shila is there whenever there is some Jagga. Because he is the Jagga Purush. Actually, when you pay tax to the light department or water department, it is not that the director or the in charge of the light department and water department takes that money. He does not take money. It goes to the government. Similarly, therefore, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Japtanna Devata Bhakta Jajanti Sadhyani Tipi Mami Jajanti Abhidhipurva. Tax department, there are different tax departments. But if you pay the whole amount, government treasury making a bill for this department, this department, this, then automatically it will be distributed. Similarly, the Deva Jagga, to perform Jagga in the name of the demigods, can all be performed in one Jagga when you become Krishna conscious. When you become, how? That is also stated in the Shastra that Devursi Bhutatka Ninam Pitrinam Nayang Rini Na Kinkara Rajan. Narada Muni says to Maharaj Yudhishthira that we have got so many due taxes to be paid to the Devata demigods because they are utilizing so many material elements controlled by different Devata. Then we are debtor to the rishis. Rishis means saintly person. Just like we are reading this Srimad Bhagavatam, and who has given this Srimad Bhagavatam? By Vyasa. So we are debtor. Vyasa has given us Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahamani Krite, Kimma Pare Isha. Srimad Bhagavatam It is made by badness. So we are taking advantage of the knowledge. So we are so much indebted to badness. We are indebted to the demigods. We are indebted to Vyasadeva or other rishis. Manu Samhita, we are indebted to the great Mano. Vimshati, we are indebted to Parashar Muni. He has given Dharma Shastra. In this way, there are so many Vedic literatures and we take advantage of it. Therefore, we must be indebted. Deva, Rishi, and Bhuta, we are taking milk from the cows. Bhuta, after friends, relatives, we are taking advantage in the family, from the father, from the mother, from the elderly brother, from the servant. See, in this way you are all indebted. You cannot take any service from anyone without being indebted. You cannot take. You must be. So we are becoming entangled, complicated with indebtedness. That is called karma. If you don't pay bill, then you have to suffer. Then you have to suffer, because you are taking simply. These last guys, we do not know. We are so much ungrateful that taking milk from the cows, and when the milk is no more supply, always send it to the slaughterhouse. Once he has taken milk, he is indebted. Again, it is being killed by him. So how much he has become entangled in his karma. He does not know. Mura. Duskitina mura. Those who are addicted to commit sins, they are all muras. They do not know. So therefore, because they are muras and because they are duskitina, they cannot understand Krishna. The muras and the duskitina, sinful men, they cannot understand. Therefore, we find generally those are too much low-born, without any knowledge, without any pious activity. They're all atheists, godless. They cannot understand. How they will understand? Because they are murhas, naradhama. Naradhama means this life. Human life is an opportunity to understand how things are going on. But they do not take advantage. Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. Then you go to the learned Maya Apuritakyana, the so-called learned BSc, DSc, PhD, sir. What is that? Learning. It's simply the same thing. Ahara nidra bhayamaita. How to eat, how to sleep. Their learning, their education is meant for how to eat, how to sleep. That's all. But that is orthodox business. Maya, aparita jnana. Real knowledge is, education is, how things are going on within this nature. Janmadrasya. They are not interested in this thing. Education means how to get one service so that I can get salary and I may live very comfortably and my wife, my children. The same thing, dog's business. Dog is also interested only for eating, for having sex with another female dog and get some every six months, half a dozen grease, like that. This is not. Therefore, Maya Apurita Jnana. Even they are so-called educated, their real knowledge is taken. Real knowledge is to inquire about the Absolute, or Path of Brahma Jnana. In this way, we are going on. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj says, there's a Bala Dvija. He says, Bala Dvija, Suhit, Mitra. You should not go against them. Bala, Dino Bala Napatika. Janaka Pandit says that when Mata Satru Pita Bhairi Jina Bala Napat. The mother is enemy and the father is enemy who does not take care of the children. How to educate them? How to become God conscious? How to become Krishna conscious? Any father and mother who has not given education for spiritual advancement of life, he's enemy. He's not father and mother. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj saw himself, the father being killed. Why? Because he was against Krishna consciousness. He was against Krishna consciousness. Father being killed. Similarly, Suhit Mitra, Bibhishan. Bibhishan is Ravan's brother. But he complicated himself in the plan how Ravan should be killed with Ramchandra. Ramchandra, he made it that this, my brother, should be killed. Suhit Mitra. There are many instances. Bali Maharaj, he rejected his spiritual master. Your nonsense. He cannot become my spiritual master. Because, why? That Shukracharya, when Bali Maharaj is going to promise, so Shukracharya advised, don't promise anything. He is Vishnu. He has come as Dwar to take everything from you. Then Bali Maharaj found that this is a foolish man. This Shukracharya. Shukracharya means Jada Gosha. By seminar, they become acharya. The seminar. That is in India, a Guru Vamsa. Guru Vamsa, Guru meaning spiritual master. The spiritual master of Vamsa. That is disciple success. Evam Parampara, that is Guru Vamsa. Not by seminar. And that is going on. The Shukracharya. This is my Guru's family. Guru's family, he has begotten a child, so something must be given. His credit is he has begotten a child, therefore something must be given. So this is going on. Shukracharya. So Shukracharya was rejected by Bali Maharaj. Shukracharya. No, this family Guru or the Jagadguru. No. Real Guru. So, why rejected? When Shukracharya was thinking that this man, Bali, is going to give everything to Vishnu, here is Brahman, then how I shall live? Because I get something from this man and I live. So if he is going to give everything to Vishnu, then what is our position? We shall starve. That is their business. How to exploit the disciple and take money from him and fill up the belly. That is Shukracharya's business. Therefore, Bali Maharaj rejected. No, I don't want you. So there are many instances. Sajanatyag, the gopis, when they are going to Krishna, they all these Sajana, their brother, their husband, their sons and everyone, but where? Where were they going? All the jagging Brahman Sotani, they also did not care for Krishna. Therefore, the conclusion is that you can be free from the death of Devoshi Bhutasu Ninam Kithrina, Nayam Rinina Kinkar, who? Sarvātmanāji saranam sarannam gatū mukundam parihuttu. One who has taken full shelter of Krishna, Sarvātmana, without any desires, he is namo avini. He is namo. He is fully liquidated. And how? Krishna says, sarvadharmān parityajyamāmi saṁsaranam. Aṁtāṁ sarva-pāpitam. If you think that without liquidating the debts of so many persons, devata, rishi, bhūta, apta, general people, if you think by simply surrendering to me, you will be liable to punishment for not paying bills to so many persons. Krishna says, as yours, my sutra, don't bother, I'll give you putting. So, from the material point of view, everyone must be prepared to pay, to take protection. But then does it mean that if one becomes devotee, he becomes irresponsible? No. These things automatically come. Just like we are giving protection to the children. So many children are here. Why? What is the aim? The aim is that we want to see that everyone become Krishna conscious. That automatically, to take care of the children, to give them education, to give them food, to give them shelter, that is real protection. And simply to give them, just like in Western countries, they feed the children with powder and flesh, mixed with water, boiled, and pushed with the spoon, and they become fatty, of course. But that is not maintaining the children. That is not really. Shastra says that unless you save him from the imminent danger of death, then there is no protection. What is this protection? Suppose if you make your child very fat, does it mean because he is fat, he is very strong, therefore he will not die? He will die. What is your protection from the death? That was Shastra say, Pita na sasthat janani na sathya namo chayaja samupita mitta. One should not become father and mother. That is real contraceptive. If one is Krishna conscious, then he knows that what is the use of producing some children like cats and dogs. What is the use? If I produce any children, then they must be Krishna conscious, so that this will be their last birth. Because if you become Krishna conscious, then there is no more birth. Taptadeham punarjanmanaiti mamiti kaunsya. He sent to Krishna back home. That is required. Father, mother, guardian's duty is to educate the world's subordination in such a way that he becomes fully Krishna conscious, and so that he can be saved from this repetition of birth and death. this is but first duty is to give protection to the Bala Dija. But Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking that he has killed so many boys. The other party, there were grandson Maharaj Yudhishthira's sons, brother's son, or own son, the same thing. a big family. So he has killed so many Balas. And Dija, Dronacharya was a Brahman. He also killed him in the battle. Bala Dija and Sweet Karna was friend. Or there are many other friends who joined. So he has killed his Mitra, friend, and Pitri, just like grandfather, or Dronacharya, Kripacharya. They were killed. They are just like father says, grandfather says, Pitri, Guru. Dronacharya was Guru, spiritual master. Teacher in military science, Druha. So he was thinking like that. But the real point he was missing, that whatever he has done, it has been done under the instruction of Krishna. Therefore, for ordinary man, this is a great sin. For sense gratification, we kill so many persons, we are loved. But, so far the Pandavas are concerned, they did not do it for their sense gratification. They did it for Krishna. Therefore, whatever they had done, that was right. Otherwise, ordinarily, one becomes responsible. Both ways. Just like this Bolidan. Bolidan, and before the God is studied, if it is done properly, then the goat which is sacrificed before the God is studied, it gets immediately a human body, which would have taken so many years, millions of years to come to be. But because it is being sacrificed, that is the Vedic mantra. And therefore, but this man, his killing, he has to become a goat to be sacrificed by this goat having taken birth as human. Therefore it's called karma bandha. Yajnyasya karma, annatra karma bandha. So there are rules and regulations. So his only aim is to eat some meat. So he can take this risk. You eat meat, then give the facility, the animal, to become human being immediately after death. That facility is given to him. So that he can also take advantage of mangsa. So mangkhadati iti mangsa. So these things are there. So Nami has said, Shas Nirayat Moksha. There was a king who killed so many animals for sacrifice. So when he was entering heaven, I forgot the new famous thing. So many souls were ready for killing him because he killed so many animals. So therefore it is said, ordinarily, nirayat moksha. We have to take responsibility for all this. Why? He opi varsha al varsha ajuta jutai, ajuta. 10,000 meaning. So this is karma, chakra. We are getting some opportunity and making our next life. In this age is called karma chakra. Jastindra gopa mathamendra maha sakarma phalam bhajanoti. Everyone is enjoying the result of his past karma. Who? Now, from that king, Indra, the heavenly king, very powerful, exalted person, that Indra, and there is a insect which is called Indra Gopa. Just Indra Gopa, Maha Indra. From beginning from this insect known as Indra, and after that Indra, everyone is bound up by his karma fall. That is called destiny. Everyone is bound up. Jastindra gopam samendra maho sakarma bandhan rupa phalam avhajanati. Kintu cha bhakti bhaja. Those have taken fully surrender to Krishna, bhakti bhaja. Karmani nidhati. Their karma, Niddhahati means as far as possible, the result is diminished or practically made mean. Even it is there, karma form very slight. Just like the example is, just like one is condemned to be murdered by somebody by cutting his head, but by Krishna's grace, he will be saved from cutting the head. Suppose there is some accident by knife in the hand. They are calculated like that. And generally, a devotee is completely relieved from all karma fall. Ordinarily, we are indebted to so many persons, not only Bala, Diga, Gopa, but the Rishi and the Devotas. We have to take care of it. But if we become fully surrendered to Krishna, Sarvatmanadi, Saranam, Saranam, Gato, Mukundam. Not any other demigod. Mukundam. Mukundam means, Muk means liberation. So one who gives liberation. Gato, Mukundam. Parihittakartam. So one who takes full shelter of Mukunda, Krishna, then he is free from all this indebtedness to so many persons. So this is our duty to surrender fully to Krishna and be saved from the reaction of so many sinful activities in our past life. Thank you.